Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of The Techno Analyst. I'm your host, Shirley Singleton, and it is a pleasure to be back with you here today. Today, we will be discussing the Bitcoin halving, what that means, and where it may and how it may impact price action. And we'll also be discussing Bitcoin's all-time highs. So since the last time we met, Bitcoin has reached a new all-time high of 73,800, and it's currently trading around 70,000. And it reached that all-time high back in March the 14th. So that was pretty exciting. So what's next on the horizon? So, speaking fundamental-wise, because we are talking fundamentals here in this podcast for crypto, the next big thing is the Bitcoin halving. And what is that? The Bitcoin halving is something that occurs every 21,000 blocks. I'm sorry, it occurs every 210,000 blocks. And what this means, and what happens every 210,000 blocks is that the reward that is given to miners who process the transactions on the Bitcoin network are halved, which means that the amount of Bitcoin being produced is halved. And in the past, that has caused an increase in price. Back in 2016, 3 months after the halving, Bitcoin's price increased by 11%, and in 2020, it increased by 33% within the same time period. And if you average out those two percentages, and you apply it to today's market, that would be at somewhere around 22%, and it could potentially rise to 84,000 within the next 3 months, which I see as highly possible because it's already at 70 now. Now, what about further out? So 6 months out, post-halving, historically, back in 2016, it increased by 51%. And in 2020, it increased by 83%. Based on those figures, it's estimated to rise up to $116,000 after post-halving in 2024. So that's something to be excited about. Once again, this podcast is not offer financial advice. I'm just telling you the markets, telling you what's going on in the markets, and telling you what has happened in the past and what, you know, potentially could happen in the future. So, based on this information, if you want to expose yourself to potential upside profits, upside of this event, how might you do that besides just buying spot Bitcoin? One way you might do it is invest in the mining, in the mining companies. So mining companies have stocks. Some mining companies have stocks. Some of the larger ones in the sector are Riot Platforms, Marathon Digital, CleanSpark. So what are some of the cons to look at when looking at mining company investing? So with mining companies, their two largest expenses are hardware and electricity. So where are these mining companies getting their hardware from? Are they getting their electricity from renewables like geothermal or a solar farm or something like that? If not, and they're getting it from the electrical grid, that could potentially cut into their profits, especially in the summertime when I have seen a lot of electrical companies raise their rates across the country here in the U.S. So that's one of the things to think about. Other ways of possibly exposing yourself to this upside of crypto is investing in companies like MicroStrategies, which buys and holds Bitcoin. the shares of MicroStrategies have increased by 130% over the past 30 days and 145% since the beginning of the year, according to investment.com. Another thing that I have been looking into is distributed large language models. So, what are distributed large language models? Distributed large language models are basically like a distributed AI. And apparently that's getting to be a hot topic. So that'll be one of the topics that we will be discussing in the future. If you want me to discuss that sooner rather than later, drop me a comment. You can drop me a comment at the Techno Analyst at the Techno Analyst group on Facebook, or at the Techno Analyst on YouTube. Once again, I appreciate you for stopping in to listen to me today, and have a wonderful day.